Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Amy from Instagram and blog called Novel Gossip. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Laura.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little about yourself.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be here. I'm born and raised in Arizona. I'm married. I have three little kids, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. Let's see. I started this whole thing in 2016. I just started book blogging solely. My husband actually suggested it for me, and he's been like my biggest supporter all along, which has been really fun. And then I made an Instagram account when I started, but I didn't really start taking it seriously until like the past couple of years.
And what kind of genres do you read?
A little bit of everything. I have probably gotten more into romance within like the past year or so. I always read a little bit of it, but I was really into thrillers for a long time. And then you get kind of burnt out, you know, they all kind of sound the same and it's like the same old stuff over and over again. Everyone's trying to be like the next Gone Girl and it's hard to find something original. So I branched out. I do a little historical fiction, romance. I want to start historical romance, so soon. I've never read one, and I'm like ready to branch out to that. But yeah, I'll pretty much read anything.
I love it. Well, if you need historical romance recommendation, I'll be more than happy to give you a couple starters.
Yes.
I would say because of the Netflix series, The Bridgertons will be a great intro. There's 8 books of them because there's 8 siblings and they'll fall in love. And the Netflix series is coming out this year and it's really good.
Awesome.
I also love Lisa Kleypas, the queen of historical romance. She has amazing series. There's different places where you can start, but I'd say if you want to go into her old school historical romance, Dreaming of You, it was published in 1994. It still holds up. So, and it's only $2.99 on Kindle.
That's awesome.
So if you need that, and it's just Derek Craven. There's actually a podcast about it. That's a really good, and then it's a good start to her series because she has like, I would say she has like 10 or 15 books within that world that you can actually dive into it.
That's great. I love that. I'll definitely have to check that out.
And then I really love Kate Bateman. I read her This Girl Mine this past year. And the premise is the heroine goes to prison to look for a husband who's going to be killed the next day. Ooh. So she can become a widow.
Oh, interesting.
Because she has a whole business and she was like, I don't want to lose my money. So I just want to be a widow because there's some more freedom with that. So lo and behold, she marries someone who's not going to get hanged. And then
really good.
Yeah. And then book 2 is available on NetGalley as a read now weekend.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. So those are good starters. I started reading historical romance this past year thanks to Kate's book. That was the first historical romance that I read. And then I was like, oh, this is a fun area, because I thought for me, it was like, I felt like it would be hard to get through it. For me, I was like, it's not feminist, like, you know, getting married. It's like, it's not feminist, or like, what are the modern themes? You know, it's like they're old school, like living in Regency and whatnot. And it's really not. It's a feminist, it's definitely fights the patriarchy. There's a lot of feminist tones, there's a lot of modern themes set in a historical context. Do more research about like certain things, like, you know, the clothes, like the way they get to different places. So there's more work. So it feels like there's more work with this book, but it's really good.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting, definitely.
Yeah. So you got some recommendations. Unsolicited.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely going to check all of those out.
Yeah. That's awesome. I know about the thrillers. I go through the phases and I read a lot of thrillers and then I'm like, they all sound the same. They all have the same theme.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. Like, I probably went like 2 solid years where I would read like mainly thrillers and just occasionally throw something else in from another genre. And yeah. I was like, I have to take a break from them for a while. And it's still like my go-to. Like, I love them and I love when I can find a really good one, but it's hard to find that good one. Sometimes it's like a unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah. I think with thrillers, it's like, it's a unicorn. You're just like,
It is.
You know. It really is. I think, you know, the difference with romance is that, yes, we know the ending is going to be happy ever after, but the journey is different. there's a difference there. So it doesn't feel like there's enough diversity within the genre that allows you to try different things and like feel them like this and just this other subgenre with it. I think with thrillers, it just feels like everything's girl, everything's like, you know, wife, or there's like a twist at the end and then that's
pretty. Yeah, or like they all have memory loss and they can't remember and who to trust. And yeah, it gets a little old. But with the romance, you're right. Like, I had no idea when I first started reading romance how much there is to explore. Like, there's so many different tropes and it's one big genre, but there's so many little subgenres within it. That's so nice. You can find something for anyone, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So awesome. So today we're chatting all things backlist titles. So a few months ago, Sarah from Really Into This was in the show talking about backlist. Mm-hmm. And I thought better way, you know, to talk to you because you were also the co-host of this challenge. So what inspired you to start this challenge?
Me and Sarah have been good friends for a while now. We got to talking we had a few conversations about, you know, just getting caught up in the hype. And it's always all about the new releases and the arcs and all that. And we were getting just overwhelmed with that. And we started planning, I think it was last March, we started talking about wanting to, you know, read some older books because we all buy books that we're excited about and then they just sit on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And you get caught up in the hype of other stuff and you're like, I did want to read that at one time, but it's hard to find the time for it. So we were like, let's start some kind of challenge where we just kind of clear our schedules. You don't commit to anything. And from October of last year through December, we were like, let's just read all that backlist. Mm. So it was more to, it wasn't just solely backlist. It was more about like having freedom to read what we wanted and not have that pressure and like get back to basics. Like, we were both talking about, like, remind us why we started this. Because when we first started out, none of us could get all these free books and everything, of course, because you start out at zero. So it's like, well, why did you start? Because we loved reading. We wanted to read what we wanted to. So it was like, let's get back to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the idea of the freedom that comes with it. I think for me, 2019 was a tough reading year because I just got caught up in the new releases and the hyped up books and what I saw on Instagram. And I did not like them. Like, that was like a big aha moment. I was like, I don't like these books. They're not for me.
It's so easy to get caught up in that because you start seeing them everywhere. And then when you really think about it, you're like, wait, do I even really want to read this book or am I just following the crowd?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't want to follow. So I think for 2020, the biggest reminder was to start reading books for the sake of loving it. Like, if I enjoy the book, like, if it doesn't spark joy, like Marie Kondo it, be like TNF it, or basically just don't do anything. But for the most part, just trying to read, just read for joy. So
exactly, that was kind of what our whole purpose of doing it was.
So what type of books did you end up reading?
I kind of did a little bit of everything. I had some authors that I had read a couple of their books and I really wanted to maybe explore their older stuff, like Taylor Jenkins Reid. Mm. I had only read, at the time I had only read her like more current books, Evelyn Hugo and Daisy Jones. And so I went back and read Maybe in Another Life, which I really ended up liking from her. Yeah. And then Rainbow Rowell, I hadn't read her before. And Sarah was like, oh my God, you have to. She's amazing. So I read a couple of her books. Another one that I really liked was Helena Hunting. I had read Meet Cute and then like was like, oh my gosh, she has a ton of books. So she was another one that I was really excited to read some more. And then let's see, who else? Peter Swanson, he was a new to me author that I had seen all over the place all the time. But I was like, I want to try him, you know? So read a couple of his books. I did Jill Shalvis, who is like my newest obsession. I love
yes,
her.
Yes, she's so good.
And she has like something like 50 books.
She does.
Crazy. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. How have I never read her before?
I know. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm trying to get her to come on the show. We had some scheduling issues, but I'm really looking forward to talking to her, her books and her writing process.
That would be so awesome. Yes.
Because she produced a lot of books, like, and they're all connected, and they're series and all those different people. So, yeah.
Yeah, she was one of my favorite finds from Backlist Reading, for sure.
I love it. What have been some of the highlights of this challenge?
I think the biggest highlight of the challenge for probably both me and Sarah was the excitement of the community, because we were like, okay, we're gonna, you know, start this challenge. We did the staff challenge, and then we made the hashtag volunteer backlist, and we were like, you know what, if it's just me and you doing it together, girl, oh well. But so many people were excited about it. It was really fun to see everyone kind of come together. That was cool. And like I was saying, like just discovering new authors and whole series, and that was like a whole new world for me. I was like, wow, like Jill Shalvis, for example, I had no idea she had that many books. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So what backlist titles would you recommend for us to pick up?
If you like small town romance, I kind of fell down to that little rabbit hole, I guess you could say, but Virgin River, and I'm not through the whole series yet, because that was another one that's like, what, like 20 books or something, I think?
Yeah.
But I read the first couple, and I'm going to continue reading them this year. I love that series. I think that one is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And then I had started reading Rayanne Fang's Haven Point series a few years ago, but I jumped in at like book 6, and then I kind of followed it through. I think she's on book 10 or 11 now. So I was like, you know what, I like this series so much, I'm going to go back. So I went back and read that. So now I've read that whole series, and I love that. That's good if you like more of like Queen. It's not a lot of like theme or anything like that. It's more about the characters and their relationships and stuff.
Okay.
More steamy. I like Puck. I think you've read those books, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes. It's so good.
Yes, those were good. I'm not through that series yet either, but that one's been really fun that I like for series. And then standalones, I read Drive by Kate Stewart at the recommendation of Shannon that gave me all the books. Have you read that one?
I have not, and it's been recommended in this podcast quite a few times, so I should pick it up. So tell me all about it.
That one was so good. So Shannon was just like, oh my gosh, people have been telling me to read this, and she was like, I'm gonna start it, you want to read it with me? So I just kind of like was like, sure. So I dropped everything, picked it up, knew nothing about it, had never even heard of it before. And it was such a good, like, angsty, new adult romance. It was just amazing. It was so good. I think I read it in, like, a day. And we were both, like, dying the whole time, like, messaging each other. It was one of those books that you were like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I don't want to say too much, but it was so good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to pick it up after the move. That's a book that's on my TBR.
Once you get settled.
Once I get settled.
Yes, that's a good one when you just like really want to lose yourself in a book, like, because it's one of those books that you start and you don't want to put it down.
Okay.
So when you're ready to like relax after you move and unwind, that's a great one to pick up. Okay. But and now I'm like, okay, she's another one that I'm like, okay, she has other books. I need to check her out because that one was so good that I'm dying to read something else first.
Yeah, I read The Guy on the Left and The Guy on the Right. I read those books, and they're cute. They're one is Friends to Lovers romance, the other one is Second Chance romance, and I don't know what The Guy in the Middle it is, but it's a cute new adult romance and set in Texas.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Yeah, Drive kind of reminded me of like old school, like Coho, like angsty, like super emotional, like that kind of book. So, and I hadn't read a really good angsty romance for a long time, so it was perfect.
That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds like perfect.
Yeah.
What three books did you read over the past few months? Do you recommend
three books that I read over the past few months? Okay, let's see. Love Her, Lose Her by Tessa Bailey. Have you read that one?
I DNF it, but I actually it's my own issue. It's not the book. It's just me.
It's just you. Did you read the first one in that series?
I did. Yeah, I did read the first one. I had issues with it. So.
I kind of did too. Fixer, I liked it, but I had some issues with that one too. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to give her another chance. And I was so happy I did because I ended up loving Love for a Loser. For me, I liked the whole married couple on the brink of like divorce or separation or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It had a little bit of everything that I want in a romance. It was steamy. I liked the emotional depth. I really liked the characters. It just, I don't know. You know how sometimes too, you think like, I just read this book at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was one of those books for me. It was like, I picked that up at the exact right time and it was like, just perfect timing for me.
I love it. Yeah, for me, it was just like, I ended up reading like 40%, and then I put it down for no reason, just put it down, and I haven't picked it back up. And I like the premise. I love the premise of married couples and brink of divorce. So I like the premise. Yeah. I like the whole idea of going to therapy, but I have some issues with Dominic. Her girls are too alpha for me. Like, they're, I don't know, like communication, you know?
Yes.
Like,
just, sometimes that can be annoying. Like, the whole, like, Kate man kind of, like, doesn't know how to talk to his wife. And, I can see your frustration there for sure.
Yeah, so, but I heard it's really good. And so I think it's just, like, it's probably me. And maybe I'm going to be in a mood at some point and maybe finish reading it. So who never knows? Like, it's not a DNF forever. It's just a DNF for now.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens. You just have to push pause on a book. It's like, there's nothing really, like, horrible about this book, but it's just not right for me today.
Yeah.
I'll come back to it later. Yeah, that totally happens. Yeah, understandable, for sure. Another one that I really love, I actually found a thriller that I liked, and I've had so much problems with him lately, but it's called The Wife and the Widow by Christian White. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not. Tell me all about it.
Oh, my gosh, that one was so good. Kate is the widow. And Abby is the wife, and both of them are dealing with like husbands with like secret life. So Kate, the widow, obviously is finding out stuff about her husband after he passed.
Mm.
And Abby is finding out why she's married. And it's set in this remote island in the winter. So it's got a great atmosphere. What I liked the most about it, it was really fast paced and it was total binge read. I think I read it in like two sittings. But it had some twists, but they were actually smart and they made sense. It wasn't just like, oh, here's a twist at the very end just because I need to have one because it's a thriller. It was like, oh my gosh. And it was almost such a simple twist, but that you look and you're like, how did I not figure that out? But it was like, you got me still. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you more, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone. No. But it was really, really, really good. Really good thriller. Clever, okay. clever.
Okay, that's
and the
awesome.
Last, yeah, so check that out if you ever are in the mood for, like, a good thriller. That one is solid, for sure.
Perfect.
And then my last one is Almost Just Friends by Jill Shalvis.
Oh, so good. That one's so good.
I love that. Yes. And so that, you know, is the fourth in a series. And so I was kind of like, do I really want to jump in here? And I was like, you know what, just go for it. And I'm so glad I did. Now, granted, I went back and ordered the first three books because I loved it so much, but it was totally fine to read on its own.
It's totally fine because the characters on the other books doesn't show up and Almost Just Friends. Is it interconnected or just happens to be the four books in the series just happen to be in the same town?
In the same town. Yeah, that's what I thought when I was kind of looking back at the other books in the series and like reading the synopsis. I was like, okay, it looks like it just said the same town. So this is totally fine. And I had heard so many great things about the women sisters too that I had wanted to get that one anyways. But I'm like, I might as well just get all of them. Because like I said, she's my new obsession. I love her book.
Yeah, I read the Lemon Sisters and Almost Just Friends. And then I want to go back to the series. But I was like, a part of me was disappointed after reading Lemon Sisters. I was like, are they going to show up in the next book? And they're like, they're not. So I was like, disappointed about
that. That is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, but it's still really good. They both are really good books.
Yeah, so. I wonder if there's like potential for them to show up in another book, like further into the series, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows? It's a question to us or Jill.
Yeah, there you go. There's a question for Jill when she comes on.
Yeah. So what books are her TBR?
So many. My goodness. Some that I'm really looking forward to, though. Undercover Bromance.
So good.
I'm really looking forward to that one. Did you read that one already?
I did. I read it. So my only issue is like, you know, they read a romance novel and they do the storyline of the romance novel. So this one doesn't have it. They're just reading romantic suspense. But it doesn't have the, you know, like the little historical romance that had like the whole Duke and Earl. This one doesn't have it. It only has one passage. And I was like, but I want to read the whole historical like romantic suspense.
That's fun. Well, that was one of my favorite parts about the first one was that it had that. I thought that was so cool.
It was so cool. So it doesn't have it, but the story is really good. It's like set in contemporary times of the Me Too era. Okay. And Mac and Liv, I think, is the main character.
Yeah, I think so.
It's sort of like enemies to lovers, you know, like they don't like each other. So it's really cute. So,
and Mac has a great enemies to lovers too. So I'm so here for that.
Yeah. So it was a 5-star read. So. Go in, have fun with it. It's just going to be a ride.
And then I'm also looking forward to The Swap by Robin Hardy. I like her books a lot, and she's been a consistent thriller writer for me. Have you ever read her?
No, I have not.
Yeah, her books are good, so I'm super curious about that one. Kiss My Cupcake by Helena Hunting.
Yep.
Super excited about that. I think that's the cutest title, too.
It sounds so cute. I'm like, I think it's enemies to lovers too. So
yes, I'm excited about that. Malibu Burning by Kayla Jenkins Reid. I'm always so excited for an HDR book.
Yay! This is
yes.
I'm so excited for Taylor Jenkins Reid. I'm all about that.
For sure. Oh, Well Played is the next in the Well Met series. Did you read Well Met?
No, I'm not. I actually have the arc, so it's been mentioned quite a few times on the podcast, so I heard it's like a good book to read. So
that is so good. You'll have to try to squeeze that in. And then another thriller that I'm excited for is The Boy from the Wood by Harlan Coben.
Ooh,
have you read this book?
No, I'm not. Sarah mentioned them when she was on the show.
Yeah, he is so good. I kind of was like, Sarah, you have to read his book. And I know she went back and started one of his older series, but I've read all of his books. I discovered him like way before I did the blogging and Instagram thing, but he is another one that like is consistently a solid author for me with thrillers. And that's so rare that like if I can find an author that will keep writing good thrillers, I'm like, I will read and buy anything that you write.
Yes, that's amazing. I love when that happens.
Yes. What is on your TBR?
So what's on my TBR? You Had Me at Ola by Alexis Daria. It's a telenovela romance, enemies to lovers. So that looks good. The Boyfriend Project by Farah Roshan. I just got the art. Yeah. So I'm like,
one does look good. I can't wait for that one.
It's like, I can't wait. It was like in the wish list, and I was like, day made. So I had that. And then let me see. I got another one. Undone by Kelly Rimmer. Have you read Kelly Rimmer's Startup in the City series?
I haven't. I love Kelly Rimmer, and I think that she's so talented because she writes across so many genres. But I have, what is there, 2 books already out in that series? I have 2 of them, I think. Yeah. And everyone's been telling me they're so good. I need to just go ahead and read that series already.
So if you like Marriage and Trouble, the second book in their series is Marriage and Trouble. They're on the brink of divorce. Yeah, so I would say the first one is good. It's about fertility issues, so it's like, I don't know, it's okay. I like it, but I didn't love it. But the second one was so good. It was like Marriage and Trouble with communication issues, like, and there's actually communication happening. So
perfect.
Yeah, so that's a really good book to read. But I'm looking forward to reading Undone. So that's the third book in the series. And Carly Bloom's new cowboy book. So I don't like cowboy books, but that's the only author that I like cowboys. So so she has like Big Bad Cowboy that came out a few years ago. I loved it.
I'm actually reading Big Bad Cowboy right now.
Oh, perfect. I loved it. It's so good.
Sarah has been like telling me to read that book forever. And like, I finally was like, okay, I'm going to. And then Forever Pub is doing a read along. I think it starts next week, but I wanted to get it started early. So the other day I was like, I'm just going to read like 2 chapters and get a feel for the book. Yeah, no, I haven't been able to put it down. It's so, and I'm with you. I'm like, I don't read cowboy romances. And now I'm like, maybe I do.
I know. Maybe I do read some cowboys.
So good. I'm only like probably like a third of the way through, but I am loving it so much. And then Sarah said that she read the second book in the series and she's like, it's just as good. Read the first one so you can get caught up, but she's like, it's amazing. So that's been a nice surprise though, to be like, okay, cowboy romances might be my thing.
I know, me too. I was like, oh my gosh, I do like cowboys. So
right.
She has a novella too, and the novella was like my first 5-star read of this year. So if you like, there's
and it's part of that series.
Yeah, it's part of the series. I think the novella, there's like some characters are mentioned, but it's not like true. Like they're all in the same town,
right?
They're mentioned, some characters are mentioned, but not the main characters from Big Bad Cowboy. I'm hoping that they're going to be mentioned in the second book of the Pitzer series. So.
Nice. I'll have to definitely check that one out too. Yeah, I think that I can definitely see Big Bad Cowboy being a 5-star read for me. Like so far, it's on that right track.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. so good.
Awesome. So, Amy, where can we find you online?
My blog is novelgossip.com, and then Instagram, my handle is novelgossip. Twitter is novelgossip1, and then Facebook, I have a Facebook page under novelgossip as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy, for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
This was so much fun.
So much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends and share a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. Once you join the Romance Loving community, make new friends, and get book recommendations, join our Patreon Romance Book Club. For $5 a month, you'll be part of a virtual book club, an Instagram chat, and get monthly book recommendations. Please note I'll be donating 10% of the profit to a COVID-19 relief fund each month. To sign up, just join the link in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a few days with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.